Good marketing requires a broad knowledge of the fields of marketing, a deep knowledge of the problems and opportunities of marketing, and a specialized knowledge of the tools and media of marketing. Good marketing requires informed research, high-level and specialized analytical skills, and the ability to develop effective tactics across multiple media within a tightly packaged comprehensive strategy. Good healthcare marketing is not barometers. You should consult with your legal team before launching a marketing campaign. You need to know what sorts of offers or tactics could run counter to state or federal law. You need to know this before you launch the healthcare marketing campaign, not after, and you need to listen to what the legal and regulatory department has to say. It is also important to have an active social media site page. More and more, people are blogging, tweeting, and posting about their health experiences. People are using social media sites to ask professionals for advice or to give feedback about services. Come in from the cold and consult with a professional marketer who has specialized experience in social media about launching a Twitter, Facebook, or other social media account for your healthcare business. When your page is established, do answer questions and reply to comments in a timely and professional manner. Issue general healthcare tips. Remain discreet, general, and circumspect in your replies to questions and reviews in order to make sure you are not apartment to violate HIPAA protocols. You should not offer medical advice or speak about recent patient issues on your social media site. While general healthcare tips are alright, if someone queries you about specific treatment plans and options, publicly acknowledge that the comment was made by saying something like, "Great question. We will message you privately with an answer." Don't forget the private follow-up. This practice helps you to avoid other people taking medical advice that you give to an individual out of context. Not speaking about recent patient issues goes back to not violating HIPAA. It is also important not to delete negative comments from your social media page. The fact that people are posting on your page rather than on an outside page, such as a review site, is a good thing. Respond to negative comments by saying something along the lines of, "Thank you for the feedback. We are sorry that you have had a less than ideal experience. We would like to talk to you in person in an effort to resolve this problem." Don't forget to follow up by messaging them privately to continue speaking, courteously and sympathetically, about their concern, with an aim to resolving the complaint. The entire affair does not need to be aired publicly, but by not deleting the comment and posting an initial public response, you have shown that you and your business have good character. You should not offer services or gifts of greater than nominal value to entice new patients, retain old patients, or encourage patients to recommend your services to others. Offering cash or valuable gifts or services can potentially place you in violation of both federal and state laws. If you are looking to develop greater client attraction and retention, speak with your company's legal department or an outside legal specialist in the healthcare field about what you can safely do, and what you should not do.